DW News.
Hello, I'm George Okachi. Activists behind Kenya's anti-government protest are re-evaluating their strategy after violence and looting. They say they fear such incidents could undermine their protests and its efforts to pressure President William Ruto to resign. The activists attribute the violence to goons allegedly hired by politicians to discredit legitimate demonstrators or advance their own agendas. On social media, some are calling for cancellation of the next planned protest on Thursday. South Africa's new unity government under President Cyril Ramaphosa has been sworn in, marking a historic first for the country after 30 years of ANC rule. Paul Mashatile, reappointed as deputy president, was the first to take oath of office during the televised ceremony in Cape Town. The cabinet comprises 32 ministers from six parties, an increase from previous 30 ministries. Additionally, 43 deputy ministers have been appointed. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak insists he is still fighting hard for votes on the final day of campaigning before Thursday's election. This comes after one of his most loyal cabinet allies suggested Labour is likely to win the largest majority any party has ever achieved. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise appearance at a Conservative rally this week in an effort to boost the party's campaign. And still on elections, President Kais Saied has scheduled Tunisia's next presidential election for October 6th without indicating whether he will seek a second term. This election comes after five difficult years under Saied's leadership, during which Tunisia, once seen as a model of democracy in the Arab world, has faced economic crisis and a shift towards authoritarianism. Hurricane Beryl has caused widespread destruction across Caribbean islands and Venezuela, resulting in multiple fatalities and leaving thousands without power. The deadly hurricane, which has been ravaging the Southeast Caribbean, is now moving towards Jamaica. And finally, in sports, Germany midfielder Toni Kroos is confident that the Euro 2024 quarterfinal against Spain this Friday will not mark the end of his illustrious career. Kroos, 34, concluded his club career with a Champions League victory for Real Madrid against Borussia Dortmund. He aims to cap off his international career by winning the Euro 2024 trophy with Germany. In other quarterfinal matches, Portugal will face France on Friday, while England seeks a semi-final spot against Switzerland. The Netherlands and Turkey are set to play on Saturday. And that's it for now. My name is George Okachi.